Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers manager Craig Council with us this morning. Weather looks great for the next couple of nights. Absolutely perfect in St. Louis, Craig. I remember, if you remember back, was it 87 when County Stadium was like literally underwater after those rains? That sound right?
Like I'm not sure I remember that, but yeah, I mean, there's been we've had some flooding issues for sure. I remember there was one at Miller Park, even a flooding issue. So it's, yeah, reminiscent of that yesterday for sure.
How'd the house hold up? All of us dealing with a little bit of water here and there.
We were fortunately all good.
Well, it's good to hear. You stay dry into a bullpen day. Craig, what goes into a day like today? Do you have a game plan going in of kind of the guys you're planning on using, and how does it evolve when everybody's kind of getting back to the initial outgetter days of 2018?
Yeah, I mean, I think today we just the game kind of unfolds, and that tells you what's next, and their lineup will tell you kind of who's next. You kind of sketch some things out, and then you just have to let the game unfold and see what happens and go from there. But, a lot of guys will be involved. They know it. Actually, I think they're kind of excited about it, and we'll see how it happens.
So you got a couple of guys chasing down cool plateaus, Craig. I know Rowdy Tellez eclipsed 30 for the first time in his career the other day. Now Willie Adames tries to take down Robin Yount's single-season home run record for a shortstop. Do you have a memory of watching Robin when you were growing up? And obviously, given everything he means to the organization, what would that mean for Willie to kind of break that record?
Yeah, I mean, Robin is the all-time Brewer for sure. I think anytime you talk about breaking records that he holds, those are important and substantial. Willie is, I think a player that, is capable of taking down some of the things that Robin has done. So it's deserving. And I think it's special. I think, I think Robin's 3,000th hit is the day that, is probably the coolest day, because that's a milestone that so few players ever even can talk about. And, for him to get there, it was fun to be there.
Craig, we haven't talked since Major League Baseball announced rules changes for next year. I'm really, outside of the pitch clock and all other stuff, really excited as a fan for elimination of the shift. I wonder if that helps or hurts anyone from a competitive standpoint. I mean, say these rule changes were in effect this year. Would we have any different of a record?
I think that's a pretty big stretch to make that. I mean, I think it, look, the players that are most shifted are generally left-handed pull hitters. Somebody like Rowdy Tellez is probably one of the, highly shifted players. So it benefits players like Rowdy, but it benefits them to hit singles. You know, it's not like it doesn't benefit them to hit home runs. I think it's pretty spread even across the league who it benefits. But it's going to benefit hitters that pull the ball a lot. That's who it benefits.
Craig, is there any credence to the dude in the 400 level that's just screaming out, why don't you just hit it the other way? Like, how difficult is that to do?
it's a skill that some hitters have, that's been developed over a long period of time, I guess is the best way to say it. So it's not something you just, although it sounds like, hey, just do it, you're a baseball player, it's not something that your swing is kind of built to do, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it hard. When you swing a bat, like you have a tendency to hit the ball some ways, certain directions because of your swing. And it takes a long time to hone that swing to be able to hit major league pitching. So not that easy to do. Just not that easy to do. That's why you've seen so few players change.
That guy in the 400 level was Vince Vitrano, by the way.
I didn't do it. Craig Council, our guest on Brewers 360. Best of luck in St. Louis, Craig.
All right, guys. Thanks.